Hey guys, you're listening to The Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Enough Podcast. This week, we are having a whole bunch of fun talking about the reason for the season / the season itself. Christmas! Yay!
Christmas was my absolute favorite time of year. I really shine this time of year just because of all the baking. I love getting in
the
kitchen.
No joke. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite time. But I understand that it also can be like a super hard time for people, especially this year. I feel like this year has been such a hard year for so many people. There's so many people who have lost loved ones and who just don't have the finances to do Christmas like you're used to. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of want to talk about that for a little bit today.
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I like, there are Halloween people, like they love Halloween. There are 4th of July people and there are Christmas people. We all know those Christmas people that like go nuts for all things peppermint and ginger and cozy warm fires and white blankets of snow and white blankets to snuggle up on your couch while it snows. Like, yes. There are people who just eat Christmas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
I love Christmas so much. And this year in particular, for us as a family, we were really looking forward to it. But I'm also one of those incredibly stubborn people that refuses to decorate before Thanksgiving. And if you decorate before Thanksgiving, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. I personally just am like, no, Thanksgiving deserves all of its glory. So I made myself wait. And then the day after Thanksgiving, I ran up into my attic and started collecting all the things. And I was like, I was so ready to feel festive and to feel the joy of the season. And I'm collecting all of my personal little Christmas decorations that I put out every year. I'm thinking about past years when I put these out and how it made me feel. And I got everything up and I sat down on my couch and I looked around and I went, wait, something's missing. Where's my joy of the season? I'm not feeling it. I was literally sitting on my couch with hot cocoa, playing Christmas music in the background, looking at my Christmas tree, and nothing. And the more I sat with like this feeling of discontent in my Christmas wonderland that I created, actually it's not crazy, but like in the Christmas decorating, looking around, not feeling content, I realized that I had slipped into, once again, this putting my hope in things and not in the actual reason for the season. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds so cliche. I know we've all heard that, but it is so easy to get distracted by all the shiny things, all the Christmas ornaments and all the tinsel, and forget that the true joy of this season as Christians, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. Does it get any better than celebrating his birthday? Mm-hmm. Like, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, glory. That is why we're doing what we're doing. And it's something I'm having to remind myself every day, because every day I'm looking at my Christmas decorations and going, oh wait, that's not what I'm supposed to be putting my joy in. All right, let's realign again.
That's so true. And, you know, I've been even frustrated this year too, just in a little bit. I mean, I've been super excited, done with chemo, getting my energy back, getting back in the kitchen, getting presents for the kids. You know, there's a lot of excitement for me, but there's also a little bit of frustration when there's so much more I wish I could be doing, and my body is still not fully back.
You were like, I'm done with chemo. Back to normal now. Oh, wait.
Wait. We still can't fully get there. And it's a little frustrating to me to become like, wow, we're actually getting so close to Christmas. And there are still so many things that I wanted to do. I've been running with my husband and trying to get my body active again. And my knees have been hurting really, really bad, going up and down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And it's made it hard to even continue running and to do my exercises. And so it's kind of like, I feel like I'm taking a few steps forward and a few steps back. And it's like this hamster wheel that I feel like it's just really frustrating. So I am putting pressure on myself, just
trying to do
all the things. But you know, that again, that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about our Savior. And it's, you know, it's like Courtney was saying, you know, that does sound so cliche because everybody's probably tired of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, Jesus has never had a more prominent place in my life. And family has become even more precious over this time of everybody coming around me through my cancer journey and how God has been there for me. And I need to just be able to stop and just enjoy that. Just be able to stop and enjoy my family and be thankful that they've come around me. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that likes to give back. I do not like getting anything. And I feel like I have had so many people sending gifts and everything that it's honestly been so hard for me to take anymore. That I don't want anybody else to give anything else to me. And it's been really kind of a strange point in my life, but trying to just sit and enjoy my family and try to just sit in Jesus' presence and just enjoy him. Taking a look at the story, you know, there's a lot of different things that we've been watching this year that have just really made it extra special. One has been The Chosen's Christmas special. The story of the shepherd is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Just being able to sit and watch that and actually just having that story play through your mind, not just in the same old that you remember as a kid, but actually having a new take on it. And it makes it more personal. It makes it more like this actually, I could actually see this happening in my daily life kind of thing, you know, like where it actually puts you right there in the story.
It takes that story and it makes it feel so real and tangible to you because I've listened to that story. I love that story, but it feels so far away.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel close to me and it makes it feel close to you.
Yes, exactly. So if you're one that's struggling this year, just with deep sorrow and just don't even want to celebrate Christmas this year, first of all, I get that. And honestly, I wish so bad I could reach through and just give you a big old hug because it has been a tough year. And I would love to be that shoulder you can just cry on. But at the same time, I know that God is already right there with you. And he is with you in that moment, in that sorrow. And I just want to encourage you to take the pressure off this year, to look at Christmas in a new way. Look at it different. Think what actually is going to bring joy right now and do that. Whether it's just sitting and looking over Luke and just remembering what it must have been like for Mary. Thinking about actually being able to hold the baby Jesus in your arms.
Think about how dark of a season that must have felt, but it was a season full of hope. It was it was the season right before the sunrise. And
but they didn't know the end of the story yet. They didn't know the end of the story. And she was looked poorly on because of being a virgin and having a baby, you know?
Nobody's going to believe her.
Yes. And if you're one that just doesn't have the finances to be able to get presents for your children, or you're just too busy. Like, I know there's been so many businesses that are actually more busy than ever, like my husband's. And it's made it really hard for a lot of his clients and a lot of those people to even think about Christmas and doing anything extra just because it's
slowing down.
So busy. Yeah. Yes. And then it could be the opposite. You've lost your job and you have no money to be able to spare. I also want to encourage you to look at Christmas differently as well. And that, you know, Christmas really is not about doing all the things. And it's really not about the cookies and the all that. It's about your family and just trying mm-hmm. to take that time set aside. I mean, we had a really, really hard Christmas a couple of years ago where we had like $5 per child that we were able to spend. That's all we could spare for our children. But honestly, I can look back at that Christmas and it was probably one of my most favorite memories because I look back at those pictures and I see Tim and I being silly. We had gone to a mall that was completely free of charge and we just had fun with like those little stand-up things. We stuck our heads in, we're being silly. And I just remember the kids' faces and just the joy that they had just having those special memories. We had like hardly any heat in the house. We had like these only little heaters because our main heat was not working in our house. And so we had these tiny little heaters. So I just remember having all these picnics either hunkered around a heater or sitting on our bed and just snuggled close. I just remember that whole season of us just being extra close. And there was a different kind of joy and it was a different kind of happiness. Yeah, it wasn't the kind of Christmas that I wanted, but it was just having to release those expectations of what does it look like right now? And I still look back on that with so much fondness because it was really special.
And those seasons where you are going through the hard things are hard. They mm-hmm. are. And it does take time when you get past those hard seasons to look back and see how God was using those hard seasons. Mm-hmm. If you have gone through this year or past years and Christmas is hard for you because you've lost a loved one, I understand it being hard. And I understand allowing yourself to feel the pain. And when that happens, I encourage you to weep and to put your hand in Jesus' hand. Just snuggle close to him. And while allowing yourself to feel that pain, also allow yourself to feel the joy of the hope of the birth of our Savior. I know that sounds cliche. I know that sounds hard. But in seasons where I feel desperate, that is what gets me through. So if that is you this season, you're getting gigantic internet hugs from me and Jen. We're sending you all our love and praying for you. And just know we're here for you during that season.
Yeah.
And if you are sitting in shame because you are not able to do Christmas like you've done Christmas in years past, I rebuke that shame in the name of Jesus, because this year does look different. Mm-hmm. And Romans 10, 11 through 13 says, for the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no dissension between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, who richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There is no shame for you who believes in him. So it's okay if sitting on your couch looking at your Christmas decorations with your hot cocoa doesn't light up all your Christmas bells, doesn't light up all your Christmas lights in your heart. I just want to encourage you that if you're not feeling all the warm, fuzzy feelings of Christmas this year, you are absolutely not alone. I am struggling too. And let's just lean on Jesus together through this season.
Yes, absolutely.
And while this is a Christmas podcast and we didn't read the Christmas story, we do encourage you to enjoy really reading deep into the Christmas story. I like Luke version a whole bunch, mm-hmm. but each of the gospels does carry that story. Enjoy reading through that story these last few days leading up to Christmas. It has really gotten me into the actual Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys, that is it for this week's podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and Jen. Our hope is that this podcast lifts you up and encourages you. We are always here for you. Please feel free to reach out to us over on Instagram at enoughpod
or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And remember, when the going gets tough and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember you are enough.